Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out. Hi.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Oh, I had a restful night's sleep. You know, sleepover.
No, that bed is really comfortable.
Isn't that the most amazing bed? It's so pretty, too. I'm like,
it is.
Oh.
It's very tall.
It is.
Courtney was like, I might fall out of this bed and bring something. I need to get a springboard to get
oh my
into
gosh.
It.
I love that bed. It's so pretty. I'm like, babe. We really should. I mean, my favorite bed. It's my favorite bed in the house. And I'm like,
yeah,
it's my favorite mattress. It's the prettiest bed. I love the canopy.
It's queen
on it.
Size, right?
It's a queen size. But Bob's like, I don't want to go to a queen. And I'm like, what? And he's like, sweetie, in a king size bed, I still only get a foot.
What do you do all night? Are you like running in your sleep?
I have to be touching him when I'm sleepy, and I just don't know why. I like so, so I just keep going until I find him. And throughout the course of the night, I push him basically off the bed.
God, you're a goof. You need to get a body pillow because if I were, I'm with Bob on this one. Like, you can snuggle me for 2 minutes and then give me my space.
Hey,
I can't sleep.
Is this a, it's hug for her, a roll for you, for friends? Are you Rossing?
Rossing.
Are you Rossing right
now? I totally Ross him.
I'm going to wrestle and then Ross you.
In fact, I feel like I sleep on my left side, like, all night long because I don't even want to be facing him because I just, something about somebody breathing
Red.
On my face all night, like, I just can't do it. Subconsciously, obviously.
I feel like you didn't move. You're not a mover. I don't think so. It didn't seem like you did.
Not me. I grow people in my sleep.
Noted.
I do. I'm like, I'll like start spooning with anyone who's next to me. And like my legs will be on top of you. I'll be holding your hand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Bob's like, did you know we held hands last night while we were sleeping the whole time? He's like he'll get a call, a work call or a call, and he'll wake up and he's like, oh, we're holding hands. That's cute.
I remember when we very, very, very first got married and like snuggling all night, neither of us slept. It was awful. And finally I said, you know, I do value my sleep. Like, we don't have to like be all snuggly.
I know. I just have to like.
It's cute. But...
I have to like just touch him. I just have to have like it. It's just, it doesn't matter if this is like a hand or my foot needs to touch him or whatever. I just have to like. I just have to know he's there.
I wonder. So Corbin, when he was baby, this is side note, but he to get an hour and a half of sleep. And in one run was a miracle with him for like the first 6 months of his life.
Yeah.
And I remember
there with you.
We had to like form this thing that would like simulate arms holding him.
Oh, that's so cute.
And so we would so carefully set him down. And then Brad would have the, like we would put the special heating pad in and we would make sure it was like the right temperature for like your body and the right weight for like a hand. And then we'd put that on them so that Corbin, we could trick him into thinking we were always holding
deception,
him.
Deception.
Just so
that
we could sleep. Oh my gosh. So
lies. His entire childhood was built on a foundation of lies.
Yeah. It was the only way we could get any semblance of sleep though. Yeah. So I wonder, maybe he'll be like a hand holder all night too.
He'll make the feeling of arms around him.
Yeah, yes, maybe. That's a thing.
And then if he tries to get away from me, I just change him to the edge of the bed.
And when does he sleep now? Does he have like pillows that he kind of like?
Yeah,
puts
he has a lot of pillows.
Him?
He just kind of huddles the pillows. But like even when he was younger, like school, like elementary school age, I used to like burrito wrap him really tight.
That's
and he
cute.
Would mm-hmm. that would
snug
calm him
a bug in a rug.
Yeah, exactly. Snugs a bug in a rug. We called it the burrito, but
the only times we did the burrito is so we would go backpack camping at the lakes, and when we would put the kids in the hammocks between the trees, we call them bear burritos.
That's terrifying.
I know.
Yum yum.
Here's your bear spray.
That's terrible.
Good night, Bear Burritos.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. My kids need therapy. It's okay.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what else I loved about your bed, Valerie? That bed is... Like, are those satin sheets or what
is
that? Oh, the
silk pillowcases are for your hair. It's
but it felt like this, feels like this sheets
are
kind of satiny.
No, those are bamboo sheets and oh my God, they're so nice.
Yeah, so comfortable.
Yeah, those are like $300 to $500 a set sheets.
Yeah, well, they're
crazy.
Really comfortable.
It is.
So I got a set of sheets because, you know, when I was Airbnb-ing for a while,
yeah.
And people would comment on these sheets, like they're the most comfortable sheets I've ever slept in.
Wow.
And I'm not going to spend $500 on a set of sheets
I
for my
I
Airbnb. And so probably $50 for that sheet set.
That's
and people loved them.
What were they?
You gotta figure out what they were. Like, email us on Amazon.
You know,
because I've always been a Black Friday shopper Black Friday shopper sheet searcher.
Oh, searcher.
Mm. Yeah.
Black Friday sheet.
Yeah, you have a history of sheets.
I do. Like, I do.
She's always been searching for the perfect sheets.
I have been.
I found them on Amazon.
I know. Sorry. But, can I say, so like, that's
trying not to
but
shop
then
on
I,
Amazon.
Then
sorry.
I used,
I know.
Then Bob had these amazing sheets, and I'm like, whoa, that's a way to woo a girl. I'm like, I guess I have to stay in your bed because I love your sheets.
That is probably a good move.
Like, yeah, now you take the whole damn bed. I'm like, well, you know, you invited me in, so it's all on you, really.
Well, I'll just teach Bob about like making the fake body pillow and like body temperature to trick you.
But then I get too hot, so that's why it ends up just being like my leg will be like partly over his leg, or just my hand will be touching him somewhere. It's just creepy, you know. I just like to be just like, you know,
super
like,
creepy,
just a little creepy. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cute though. Holding hands all night. I wouldn't sleep.
Bob can sleep
I would
standing
kick you,
up.
I would kick
he's
you
so
out of
sleep
bed.
Deprived. Bob can like seriously. Bob most of the time falls asleep doing his notes because he like, you know, he works 12, 14 freaking hours a day, and then he comes home and he has like 3 hours worth of notes to close and.
Yeah. I feel like you're kind of doing that too. Mm-hmm. You kind of can fall asleep in weird places right now.
Yeah, I can. It's because I try to stay up with my husband and then I'm like, oh, no sleep schedule.
I know, you're becoming sleep deprived yourself.
I know, which is so lame because like I've never had so little to do and I've never been so unproductive and unorganized and chaotic in my life.
Oh,
I don't even feel like myself
sleep
anymore.
Sleep deprivation is not good for anyone.
It's not.
So, anyway.
Well, we have a bunch of
we do
questions.
What do you do
gonna,
when your what do you do when your wife steals the bed all night trying to hold hands with you?
Actually, I can tell you when is when.
When is when? Okay,
when is when?
Right.
Okay.
When is when? So we, whoever you know, if you ask this question, when is when? Here's what we would do in your situation.
Now we are not professionals. Disclaimer. No. Disclaimer. 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 Take our, you know, what we do with a grain of salt.
You were talking to you like, your girlfriends.
Yeah.
We're your
girlfriends
giving you some,
what your girlfriends would do.
Advice.
Yeah. So when is when's been together? They've been together for 3.5 years. And here goes. I started dating my boyfriend the summer before college. I wasn't as serious about him as he was about me, but he kept insisting that we were perfect for each other and that I was the girl for him. I was taking a ton of credits, working full time, and didn't really have time to date, so I stayed with him. Eventually, I was on board with us being together and even transferred colleges to solidify this choice. He graduated from college 2 years before me and moved to the small town he grew up in to take over his family business. I lived with him during college breaks, and the plan was we would get married after I graduated. Well, I graduated from college in 6 months, and he still hasn't asked me to marry him. I've been dating him all of college and don't want to move to a small town permanently to be his live-in girlfriend. I changed everything to make us work, gave up regular dating and pursuing research science because I was planning to move to his small town. I don't want to move to his town to be a live-in girlfriend and want to experience college and change my major if he isn't going to marry me. What do I do? Do I ask him about getting married again? Do I just move on? I don't want to give an ultimatum, but I need to know what his intentions are. Am I terrible for needing an answer so I can pick up the pieces of my life? I am in an environment where I can easily put myself back together if I learn he really doesn't want to get married. Okay, there's a lot of questions in that. I think, first of all, I always say, wow, I would hate to be a guy or be the person who has to initiate, like, asking you out on that first date, you know, initiating that first get. It's so scary.
There is a lot of pressure about poor boys having to be in that situation where they have to put themselves out there first.
Or the one to propose, you know, that's a big deal. But I want to say, like, it's fair to ask that question.
Should she ask him to marry?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think.
Well, yeah, she should propose to him.
If she wants to marry him, you go ahead and initiate that because you've got a lot of life ahead of you. And I hate to say it, to be a science researcher, I don't know exactly what that entails, but a small town doesn't necessarily suit that unless you're doing environmental sciences or something
like
that.
How much more did they have of school?
Well,
it looks like she's graduating in 6 months.
Okay. And it's not a matter of like, does she finish college? It's just a matter of like, where is
she? She's going to finish college, but she's like, it sounds like she's like, I'm supposed to move to, this small town after I graduate.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, like, we were supposed to get married.
Okay. So she wants to know what her next step's going to be. She's going to graduate. And then what does she?
It's missing some things. Like, does this small town have opportunities for her career choice? Is that what she even wants to do?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's hard to make. It's hard to make a decision based on somebody else in the first place. You know, like, but if you love this person, you're willing to do anything.
You
right?
You do have to concede sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To make things work, for sure.
I also think that these days, women, not even these days, it's been happening forever, where women, girls, whatever, men, I don't know, you just want that romantic ask, you know, with it, you know, like, oh, I'm so surprised, there's flowers all over my bed and a ring in the middle of it. And you're asking me to marry you. I mean, there's kind of that idea of the perfect
proposal,
which I don't know. And maybe I'm getting old and
you're like
too realistic, but sometimes that just doesn't happen, you know?
Well,
and to wait for that is,
it sounds to me like that's her primary concern is logistics and planning and her life. Mm-hmm. And how can you make a plan if you can't communicate to the other person about what that looks like for both of you?
But is she waiting for that special moment?
We don't know.
Because she could, like you said, she could make it however she wants it to be. Like, she could be the romance.
You know, that's how we have a point. You know, and also here's the thing, too. It's like, if she needs to know about this, you know, like, I think that's really good advice. So in this situation, if she's the one who wants to know, okay, are your intentions serious? Like, because it sounds like that was their plan, you know, and he was like, okay, well, you know. And she changed everything to fit that plan is from what it's sounding like. So she's like, okay, I'll change this. I won't go into that career because that probably is not going to work in a small town. Cause you know, I'll switch majors. I'll kind of do this. I'll go to your school. I'll do these things to make.
So she's made all these changes to make their life work. And it sounds like he hasn't.
And it sounds like, so she's like, okay. And I did all this because you said you wanted me to be the one and let's like get married. And then she's like, okay, it's time for you to actually
follow through
with that. And like, I'm almost, and like, it sounds like she has communicated to him, I don't want to move to a small town just to be your living girlfriend. and I'm about to graduate. So are you gonna,
yeah,
do you want to marry me or not? And it's like, she's like, I just changed everything to marry you to follow your plan. And it sounds like he initiated it all. Like, come. Yeah. And she was like, I don't really know, but she agreed to it.
And she did things to make this relationship work. So obviously
she wants the relationship to work.
Otherwise I would have said, Hasta la vista, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right. I think that's, I think that the thing in this is that,
and maybe he, if you need to know how to make the purple proposal work.
And it doesn't sound like that's what she needs. It sounds like she just needs to know, are you serious? You know, are you serious?
Are you gonna be
because it sounds like she's sort of like, listen, I already changed everything to make this work. So if you're serious, you know, I need to just know that you're serious because I can still change it all back. Because, you know, like she hasn't gotten out of the college environment yet. She's like, you know, sounds like she started dating him before college. Is that, she said they started
In college. They met in college, I thought.
Well, she could make it any way she wants.
So she could just, this summer before college. So then she could still go and like, she could still actually like date in college, be around, you know, young professional college student kind of people. She's still in an environment where she could find another partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she could really make it anything she wants it to be. She could simply just have the conversation and said, let's get married.
Yeah.
Or she could do something elaborate and make it fun. And,
absolutely.
So Corbin told me, and I think told me that the first time that a man ever gets flowers is at their funeral.
That's a good point.
And so I'm like, why can't a girl do something special for them? Yeah, but most men don't get flowers until they die.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, and I can't even enjoy them.
I bought flowers for Bob right now.
Which is
DC, there's tulips.
All sorts of flowers here. Yeah. So that's my advice.
I think that's a good thing. So if you need to know and propose.
Yeah, you propose.
You propose.
If you want to be with them.
Yeah, if you want to
do it however you want to do it.
And be prepared that you might have to make some different decisions than you planned. And that's okay.
Exactly.
And it sounds like she's in a good place to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's,
it's the perfect time to do it, actually.
Yeah, it is the perfect time to do it. So propose to him, and if he doesn't give you an answer, if he's like, I just want to wait and see, well, then you have your answer.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm. And so propose to him. If he accepts your proposal, set a date.
Yes. Don't let it be
a 5-year engagement. Set a date.
Yeah.
Because how long should that date be? Like, do we give him a year? Do we give him...
Yeah, if he doesn't accept and he doesn't set a date with you, then you have your answer.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Because it sounds like her issue is also, she's wondering if he's like, well, why do I need to marry you if I can already get you to, you know, come to my small town and change? Why do I need to do?
Yeah.
So, yeah, set a date and do the,
Yep. I think that's good advice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do we have another one?
Yeah. This next question is from Crazy Cat Lady. and she's been, they've been, you know, with her partner 3 years. So here we have it. My boyfriend. Oh, wait. Moved in with me. Okay. So backstory. My boyfriend moved in with me last spring. We've been together for 3 years. I have 2 inside/outside cats. I cap their claws, spray them with a water bottle, and have anti-scratch tape on the sides of the couch. Didn't know that was a thing. but they still occasionally leave marks on things. Like marks like they piss on things. What do you mean by leave marks?
Well, maybe scratching. Like maybe
it sounds like scratching because she's talking about scratching.
On the furniture. Maybe it's like,
I'm thinking like dogs like to mark their territory. Do cats do that too? I'm not a cat lady.
Yeah, sometimes they can.
They can't, like, well, if you have a boy cat, usually that's like if you bring a boy cat into a house that already has cats.
But if she's putting like tape and stuff, that's probably for claws.
Yeah, for clients. She's talking about cat
marking. Okay, like that. That would drive me crazy. My boyfriend knew this before he moved in. Well, my cat just clawed the side of his couch. It isn't super noticeable or bad, but it happened and he is really upset. Oh, and he is rightfully upset. He is now insisting that I get rid of my cats or make them permanently outside cats. We live in Minnesota where their winters are crazy. Or he will leave me. What do I do?
Well, oh, wow.
That's, yeah, you know.
Wow.
I feel like he's setting boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the ick.
Yeah.
And, oh, let me tell you, that would drive me crazy personally. That's why I'm not a cat person.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle the constant vigilance you have to have, like, to keep them from scratching. Because they actually have to do that. They have to scratch. It's part of how they take care of their claws.
Mm-hmm.
It's not,
not trying to be mean.
It's not their fault. They're not trying to be vindictive. They're not trying to be mean. But that's to be expected.
Yeah. And some cats do it more than other cats.
The ultimatum. Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is material things we're talking about. Yeah. Like, we're talking about, like, a couch. I know it might be expensive. You might need to replace it. But this is supposed to be your girlfriend, the person you love. And this is her, like, this is her physical thing.
Yeah.
Cats, animals, as we know, they become a part of our family. We love them.
Yeah.
And you're asking her to give that up? I don't know. I think I don't think that's fair. I personally.
Well, I think that it's fine for him. He's saying, these are my boundaries.
It's okay if they accept his boundaries.
And this is a part of who you are, but it's not working for me. Yeah. And maybe I don't think that their relationship is going to work.
That is a tough thing to ask. Like, if you love somebody, then you say, that this sucks, but I love you. And I know that you love that animal. So I'm not going to ask you to give that animal.
Where my problem comes from with this is I totally think it's good for him to have boundaries. I really, I like that. And it's good for the communication and things like that. I think I would say he knew she had these animals before. And it sounds like she's pretty obvious that she does things to make sure these cats don't scratch. Like, I'm sure I'm sure he's pet the cats before, and seen, she caps their claws, she does the same. So I'm sure that he's seen a couple marks on her couches, even knowing, I think he was aware of the situation. Now we all everyone, I don't know if you're a human being, maybe there's someone who walks on water who doesn't do this, but you think you can handle something until you actually get in the situation. And once you're in the situation, you realize, I thought I was going to be okay with this occasionally happening, but I'm really not. I thought I could be cool with this. I thought I understood. I thought I did the pre-working and forward. So I get that he can be like, I thought I'd be okay with it occasionally happening, but every time I see those cat marks, it just makes me, I freaking see red and I want to drop kick your cat across the house.
These are red flags.
You're
choosing, in a way he is saying, I'm choosing material things over
your emotional bonds.
Yeah. I mean, so what in the future are you going to say? We have a child, but I don't like that it's
like it would be almost the same. Legos all over the place.
Yeah.
Yes. So unless you can make
their tolerance level is not very high.
Yes, I feel like this is only a precursor to bigger issues.
I don't like the ultimatum. I don't like him saying. I would be okay if he was like, "Hey, after these cats are gone, no more cats."
Ever had issues with asthma my entire life until we got a dog, and I'm allergic to dogs, and I went through 5 years of allergy shots just so that my eyes weren't
different. To me, that's different.
Right.
That's a medical thing.
But still, I'm like, I'm keeping these dogs.
Yeah.
But,
I'm allergic to cats. Passed away, cats.
And I'm so tempted to rehome our other dog, but Brad loves him. I love him too.
Oh, yeah, really? You love that little guy. Little buddy. And you're literally
killing me. Well, but I think that's a conversation. A conversation of if the right situation comes up. Like, if there's another, let's say one of our other friends has, Marcella, let's say one of her little dogs dies and they need another little dog. Where if there's an environment where it's like, oh, this could be a good environment for, you know, to rehome. So like being open to if there is a rehome opportunity, if there is some things like that, that's valid. You know, there are rules like we don't let the cat sleep in the bedroom because, you know, both Bob and I do have cat allergies, but then I almost killed the cat. So now we have a cat and then we had to get a playmate for the cat because
I said the same thing about the bedroom, but yeah, the dog's like literally.
Yeah, I know. As I was playing tug of war with your dog last night in your bedroom.
I know. Yeah. He sleeps in our room.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's one of those things where she really needs to kind of start thinking about like, this is an ultimatum he's making now. What other ultimatums is he going to start making in the future?
The ultimatum.
And are you willing to give up more things? Like, are you willing to give up your cat that you love? And then what else? Like, what else is he going to ask?
The
like,
ultimatum
you know?
Without the conversation bothers me.
Oh, I'm sure they've had this conversation about this.
Yeah.
They did, didn't they?
No, I mean, she's like, he knew moving in that I have these cats and that I do these things.
And he's moving into
her house.
But that was his couch. Yeah, I guess just the benefit outweigh that? I'm not saying this right, but yeah, you have to look at the scenario. Is his reaction reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
about, I'm sure there's other things that it's like, well, that seems unreasonable and over the top irrational to me, but to him it probably doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, no, he's like,
and they just might not be working
well. And I get it too, because like these cats, you know, if you're ruining $1,000 couch, you know, or I mean, it looks, I hate the way cat scratches look.
Yeah.
I mean, I have cat tape. You guys look right there. Like, I have cat tape up in my house. I have my cats have the little things. But, like, we went on vacation, and when I came back, you know, my cat had gotten all of his claws. I capped all of their claws, recapped, made sure all their claws were recapped the night before we left. And then when I got back 8 days later, all of the caps were off, and I'm like, crap. So I'm sure that they got a couple scratches in on, you know, the back of this chair. And yeah, you say, oh, well, it's only one, you know, it was only, you know, two times that they clawed on that during that time period. But I'm like, that adds up. And, you know,
when we had cats, like they, like our couches, our leather couches, we have places in our house where they would scratch on the wood, you know, whatever.
It's just part of it.
I love the cats. I love them. I mean, they've passed away now, but their marks are still all over the house. I kind of felt like that sucks, but hey, what do I do? I love my cats.
And yeah.
That's a part of it. And I keep going back to these are inanimate. These are like things.
Yeah.
That you know, and
yeah.
And they can be replaced. I know it's expensive, but
well, just like dogs like pee and poop on the carpet and stuff like that and whatnot and have you. Pets are hard on homes.
And he is moving into her space.
And she had these before and it's not like she's being irresponsible. It sounds like she, you know, she tries to keep it to a minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens. But I think she might need to sit down and have a conversation with him. Like I don't know if I'm willing to give up these animals that I love dearly. Mm-hmm. And
it really is between her and the animals, I think.
Yeah.
Because he probably wouldn't have chosen cats. That's just not in his personality.
Yeah.
There are people that are not cat people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they know that about cats.
Well,
like, they're like, I don't want to have to deal with that.
Like, here's the thing with me too. Like,
but he chose her because he loved her.
Yeah.
And she came with the cats, but like, it really does boil down to that. Can he tolerate these things that he never would have chosen for himself?
Yeah.
I think what if, you know,
and
she came with kids can you handle
and,
that?
And it sounds like he said, no, I can't. Mm-hmm. No, I can't handle you with this.
Yeah.
I still want you, but I don't want you as
Yeah.
And I'm with everything that comes with you.
Yeah. Ultimately, she could just say, well, I mean, I guess I want this relationship with you to work because you'll potentially outlast my cats anyway. So maybe you rehome them if that's what you want. But I would be very, very thoughtful of like, this is just the beginning of what he can tolerate.
Yeah.
And maybe you're going to come across other things that he can't tolerate, and he will make ultimatums for you. Continue to make those
and
ultimatums.
And this might be a test, like how much can I push this person to change who they are?
That's a good thing. And so I guess that's the thing. Like, there's a difference between saying, okay, after these cats die, we won't get any more cats.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay, this set of furniture, you know,
goes with the cats.
I'll
bury it with the cats.
And I will not get cats moving forward in the future, which, you know, I can understand that. She's like, but I'll start putting money on new couches,
you know? So when the cats die, we'll have money for new ones.
Yeah. It's the ultimatum that kind of bothers me. He's basically saying, I knew this about you.
Yeah. That wasn't on the table. Oh, we can keep the cats till they pass. That wasn't part of this equation. It was now.
It was, now.
I think the decision is we're not compatible.
We're not compatible. And that's okay. It's totally fine for him to not like cats.
Thank God that they moved in together first to figure out that they weren't compatible.
Before the marriage
They had been financially, legally tied.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's okay for him to, you know, hopefully he did the self-reflection. Can I deal with the cats? You know, like hopefully he did that self-reflection before he moved in with her. And then he just had I didn't know this about myself, but I can't deal with it. You know, like I thought I could, but I'm realizing now that I can't, but it doesn't even sound like he presented it that way.
Yeah.
It did, you know, like that also bothers me too. Like if he goes, listen, I really did think I could handle this. And now I'm realizing I can't deal with this. I can't deal with these cats. You know,
he might have done that self-reflection, but they're pissed at each other.
They're pissed at each other now. And it sounds like at least she didn't tell us. I mean, maybe he did come to her with it. Yeah. Hey, listen,
She's
thought I could handle it.
There just needs to be some serious conversations. The next move is some serious conversations about what the next step is. What does that look like for us? Because I'm maybe not going to get rid of my cats. And what does that look like for you? You're welcome to move out, but you're welcome to stay. And
maybe
she could present those options.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
maybe we wait. Maybe we have that conversation and, you know, my cats are 6 years old right now. And, you know, so they're probably going to live another 6 years. So why don't we live in separate houses for 6 years and date? And then after my cats die, I won't get any more cats and we can move in together and start a family or whatever.
That definitely is another option.
I mean, I know that sounds really extreme because it's just cats, but this is a preference thing. It's a changing who you are thing, not for a medical reason. Now, I will say, if you fell in love with somebody who had extreme cat allergies and you have cats, that is a different scenario.
Yeah, this is more just like materialistic things.
Yeah, this
like
is more like and don't get me wrong, like he totally has a right to be pissed that his shit is getting ruined.
Yeah.
But he also knew that that's what he was
signing
up for.
Yeah.
He agreed
to
it.
I wonder how much she convinced him that I'll take care of the cats. I'll make sure they're capped. I'll make sure that I put the tape up. And
well, but you can still do all those things, but you can't like.
Well, who knows?
Well,
he's not a cat person.
And maybe she really thought that it would work. And then, it, you know, it didn't. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
good luck.
A tough one.
Good luck
good
with
luck.
That
yeah,
one.
But I would say incompatible.
I would probably
Let's
say
talk
incompatible.
About trying out different options that don't include each other.
I know, which sounds bad because, like, I mean, it seems like it would be a silly thing. But, yeah, the way that the ultimatum things go down, you can't live in an environment that doesn't feel like home to either of them. And if she needs her cats to feel like home, if that's, you know, part of her home experience, and he needs to not see cat scratches, which is very valid. Like, I'm not going to dismiss that. He's like, I know that would drive me crazy in the head, and I get pissed every time I saw that. You can't have that in your house either.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I love having these conversations. It's fun.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Well, thanks for writing in to us and asking your questions.
Live, love, and learn.
Yeah. As the saying goes.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. Check out myperfectromance.com.
Yep.
And send us your questions.
Yeah.
You can ask us what we would do. This is what we would have done.
Yeah.
Again, we are not.
We are not licensed or professional in the state of any state.
We're just a bunch of girlfriends chatting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we also want to hear your romance stories. So please send those to us as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Well, thanks, ladies.
So
bye.